Our quest for more stories of people who've invested and thrived brings us to Noida, where we meet a senior professional. In fact, Ashwin Ramanathan learned the importance of investing the hard way. He began late, but his persistence and focus allowed him to build on his investments and achieve healthy growth over the last decade.
My name is Ashwin Ramanathan. I teach filmmaking at Shivnadar University in Delhi. I have a very small family. My wife and I have a young daughter who is now pursuing her master's global health in Denmark. I went through almost a state of being completely broke to my realization that I need to actually take my finances into my control, because if I don't look after my money, nobody else is going to. If you prepare a person to handle exigencies, circumstances, then sometimes they can take care of themselves. And education that way, to us, sounded the best bet.
Here's a peek at Professor Ramanathan's investment process and how compounding can make all the difference.
I started my investment journey when I was already in my 40s. That to a lot of people would seem a little late, but it's actually never too late to start. And if you keep track of your mutual funds, then what happens is, while you're working as a salaried employee, your money is side by side working for you. If you invest in economic growth via this route of mutual funds, then that's the way to go. When you invest in mutual funds, you need patience. But you also need to be careful as to where that money is going. You need to keep track. If you're younger, decide to go more with equity funds, which the risk is more, but the payoff is more, because you can still handle that risk. If you're a salaried employee and you start approaching the fag end of your career, you can move it further towards debt funds where the payoff is less and the safety is more.
The story of how Ashwin emerged from financial hardships and discovered financial freedom and even managed to give his daughter a foreign education in global health is truly inspiring. We had a few more questions for him on what makes an apt investment journey. What are the three learnings from your investment journey that you feel are relevant for today's younger generation?
I would say, if your starting salary is pittance, can you spare 500? Spare that 500, because that 500 will start earning you 15, 20, 30 rupees, you know? The least, it may sound like pittance, but I told you, that's that first grain of rice in that chessboard. You start with the least.
What is the importance of investor education initiatives today?
Investor education initiatives are a lacunae that are only now being filled. It's a very great idea to have people who are experienced, articulate, and can explain the way capital markets work to youngsters. I would say any time spent in learning about how your money can be used better.
What are the mistakes one can avoid while starting an investment today?
Young folks just starting off on their careers to make the same mistakes I made, to leave it to the last moment. Now I have maybe 10 years of service left. I know I will not be able to secure my retirement in the remaining bit. I will still need to work another 5 years. That's because I left it too late. I should not have. I should have started my investment journey the moment I got my first salary. But if you want to grow and if you want your corpus to grow, mutual funds are the way to go.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.